The inhabitants of Studenets, a small Moravian village near Brno, have voted to keep a bronze relief depicting Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin on their community's monument to the victims of the First and Second World Wars. Just over a half of the town's adult inhabitants turned up to cast their ballots in the local referendum, while a majority of them said they wanted to keep the controversial portrait in its place. Jan Richter has more.
The world's largest monument to Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin was built in Prague in 1955. The huge 17,000-ton statue did not survive the period of de-Stalinization, and the authorities had it blown up 7 years later. Another memorial to the Soviet Generalissimus, a small bronze piece on a monument honoring the victims of the two world wars, can still be seen in Studenets, a small village some 40 kilometers west of Brno. Josef Zahradníček of the Communist Party is the town's mayor.
The monument was erected in the summer of 1920 to honor the local inhabitants who were killed in the First World War. The original monument featured a relief of President Masaryk. In 1939, during the occupation, Masaryk's portrait was destroyed, and after the end of the war, people wanted to restore it. This happened in 1947 when the monument was decorated with reliefs of President Masaryk, President Beneš, and Soviet leader Stalin.
The portraits of all three politicians survive 4 decades of communism intact, despite the communist regime's aversion to the two democratic presidents of Czechoslovakia, as well as its ultimate reluctance to endorse Joseph Stalin's legacy. After the fall of communism, some locals suggested that Stalin's portrait be removed, but the real problem started in 2007, when Studenets won the title Village of the Year in the Vysočina region. The region's governor, Miloš Vystrčil, recommended that some of the prize money should be used to remove the relief of the dictator. Instead of that, the local town hall decided to hold a referendum and let the people determine whether Stalin should remain in Studenets. The poll took place on the 1st of May, and the majority of votes were for keeping the controversial portrait on the monument. František Komárek, independent, is the community's deputy mayor.
We just need a decision. Unfortunately, we can't do anything about the result, but I think it shows that people believe the monument is part of our history. Many of them also feel resentment because our village has often been presented in the media as if all we did was worship Stalin. This really annoys them.
The governor of the Vysočina region, Miloš Vystrčil, says there is nothing his office can do about the monument at the moment.
We will respect the decision of the town's inhabitants. That's all we can do anyway. On the other hand, I personally believe that portraits of mass murderers, and Stalin was certainly one of them, don't belong on village squares.
The portrait of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin will therefore remain in the Moravian village of Studenets, together with the reliefs of President Masaryk and Beneš, with one addition. The town hall is planning to place a plaque next to the monument that will explain its curious history.
Now we turn to this story. A newly created internet